Let's talk a little bit about eating, which is one of my favorite topics. 30% of white-collar workers in China don't eat at home, according to a survey about the status of white-collar's eating habits. And the survey shows that more than 42% of white-collar workers in Shenzhen don't go home to eat, which is the highest among the four big cities, Shenzhen, Guangzhou, Beijing, and Shanghai. And the number in Guangzhou is 40%, followed by Beijing with 35%. So basically, what can we tell from the survey?
Well, one thing I got from this survey is that it seems like the traditional concept of the woman has to be cooking and is the, well, we can call it family-oriented, seems to be changing. And as 40% of white-collar women say that they do not want to cook, but only 32% of men, are not interested in cooking. So we sort of see less women wanting to cook and more men kind of interested in it. And also, I think people don't reject the idea of the woman not wanting to cook or not cooking. It doesn't seem to be as bothering as it used to be.
According to this survey.
Yes.
Only according to this survey. And again, they only looked at people in Shenzhen, Guangzhou, Beijing, and Shanghai. Only if they were white-collar workers, and really, they don't tell us how they define what a white-collar worker is. But I think it is interesting to see that, you know, that difference between men and women. 40% of women saying that they don't want to cook. Only 32% of men saying that they don't want to cook. But really, I mean, I think that the crux of this survey is that, you know, on average in these four different cities, only 30% of white-collar workers actually get the chance to eat at home, which is absolutely horrible. You know, when I first moved to China, you know, I had no idea how grocery stores worked here, didn't really trust the food or anything at the grocery stores, had no idea how to shop, had no idea, I mean, like, my Chinese characters were so bad that I had no idea what anything actually was. You know, I tried to buy some milk, and it turns out to be yogurt and stuff like that. So, you know, I was eating out at restaurants quite a bit. And after a while, it just gets really, really tiresome, and it's just not very healthy. Because it's difficult, because you have to, you know, rely upon whatever it is that this restaurant has to offer. And in most cases, restaurants don't necessarily offer the healthiest thing. They offer stuff that's sweet, that's salty, high in oils, high in fats. So on the one hand, I mean, you kind of get numbed, at least I got kind of numb to food in general. And on the other hand, it's just not healthy.
And on the one hand, we see that there is quite a large percentage of people eating outside, and there's actually 90% of the white-collar workers express their desire to go home to eat, but it is the fact that they are semi-forced into having to eat out. So that's quite sad. It's often because of work pressure or long working hours that they can't afford to cook at home because of the time.
Yeah, exactly. It's a time issue, not a money issue. I mean, you think about, especially here in Beijing, where commute times can be up to 3 hours, and then you add upon that, you know, people have to be at work late. And then, so, you know, you leave at 7 o'clock, you don't get home until 10. Well, what are you supposed to do?
Exactly.
I mean, the only thing that you can do is eat out.
Yeah, and also that's why I think we see that in these business districts or areas with a lot of 写字楼, these office buildings, there are often these very small fast food restaurants, some cheap, some expensive, depending on the districts you're in, that serve these fast food. And you just see a lot of white collars, you know, formally dressed people eat there.
Just getting hefan and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, which is sad when I see that, you know, because you're eating, first of all, pretty much junk food, and second of all, it costs quite a few. And if you do want to get the cheap ones, then it's basically more unsafe and more unhealthy.
Well, and it's just a lot of rice and not very much else.
Exactly.
Yes, and it's usually like a lot of oil and salt, and certainly not good for health. But I think for most people, they really don't really have a choice.
I do think it's true. Let me quote Starry Night Summer Day, who said on our Weibo, and she's a girl, "I'm one of the 40% of women who do not want to cook after work because time is a big problem for me, and also I do not spend so much money on food every day." So I guess timing is the issue.
Yeah, but cooking at home is supposed to be cheaper, I would
think.
Cheaper.
It is cheaper. Yeah.
But also you need to think about, you know, when you're eating alone, that is a big problem. And when you're eating alone, shopping alone, doing your own cooking, it usually means a lot of things goes to waste.
Well, it's called leftovers.
Yeah, leftovers, who wants to eat leftovers for
people? People who like to save money and people who realize that leftovers are probably the most important thing in terms of saving time. Because you think about it, so let's say I make a meal for myself or for my family, and about half is left over. That's perfect, because the next day when I get home, all I have to do is heat it up.
Yeah.
Well, yes, but
that's great.
But for vegetables and some dishes, it's actually unhealthy if you eat leftovers.
If you put it in the fridge, it's fine.
Well, there has been some studies about, I don't know what the chemistry, you know, changed.
Bacteria grow, the longer you put it in the fridge.
Oh, come on. Come on. In an age of McDonald's and KFC, we're still arguing about the nutritiousness of home-cooked meals. Look, so yes, of course, there is the bacteria problem, but number one, cold, whether you freeze it or put it in the refrigerator, retards bacteria growth. Freezing almost stops it. Refrigeration slows it down quite a bit. Now, if you're still worried about bacteria, then you heat it up beyond a certain temperature, and it kills the bacteria.
Well, okay, well, very fine, but some people are not willing to eat leftovers all the time.
Because they're lame.
And those who...
Don't say that.
Don't irritate our lovely listeners, okay? Just irritate those in the studio.
The leftovers, I totally understand. When I was a kid, I used to hate leftovers. It was like, oh, come on, we had that last night. But now as an adult, someone who actually cooks most of the meals for the family, leftovers are amazing. I love them.
Okay, great for you. But for those who cook at home, actually this survey said that 84% are more health conscious. So those who are willing to devote the time to cooking at home, they're particularly wary of these issues. So maybe these aren't those people who would want to eat a lot of leftovers, so to speak. There you go.
Also, there is one thing that you forgot. You know, you're cooking for a whole family, which is great, and leftover actually saves you time. But what about those who have to eat alone and cook
leftovers
alone?
Leftovers are perfect.
And then you still eat leftovers. You know, one of our listeners, Xia Zhi, here says that he or she always eats out because he or she feels pathetic being left at home and eat all by himself.
And it's only that one lamplight that is your company.
Oh, God.
I've had that during my student years.
Look, let me tell you something. When I was ninth grade English class, one of the things that we learned, it was a very interesting lesson, was about the difference between being alone and being lonely. So number one. Number two, in terms of leftovers and saving time, one of the best things, if you have to cook at home, one of the best things that you can do is to make all of the meals, or at least most of the cooking on the weekend, freeze all of that stuff. And when it comes to fresh fruits or fresh vegetables as part of the ingredients, then you buy that the day of, and then you just heat everything together.
Yeah. I think it's great advice, but I just think, you know, at least in Chinese traditional cuisine, you know, fresh vegetables, fresh meats, fresh everything was a big part. You know, people don't do their weekly grocery shopping. They do their daily grocery shopping, and they also want to eat fresh food.
And then they don't have enough time to cook, so there.
I guess. Finally, I just want to quote one of our listeners, Wang Tao, and he is saying that I think one of the reasons that Chinese people don't want to cook at home is that, you know, Chinese food usually
it takes
more time to cook, more complicated.
Exactly.
Yeah.